Mom's Life. This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM.
Active FM.
Hello and welcome to a new week of It's a Mom's Life.
Hello.
We hope you've been good and the week has been good to you. Last week, Denise rendered us the last, very last conversation on parenting styles on the series that we were doing on that, the uninvolved parent. So if you've missed that, please do go back and listen. It was very, very awesome.
Cool. Yes. And today, well, for the rest of this month, we're going to be talking around family, right? So this week we have entitled this, The Role of Parents. So all around family, the role of parents, we're talking about family. In family, there are different roles, right? As we know, mom, dad, and even children have different functions and have roles in the family. The child can't go to work. The parents have to do that, right? So something silly. But it's important that we know these roles don't end up doing everything ourselves in this life and so much more. So, you know, sometimes, and you'll find it with single parents or parents, you know, single parents, doesn't matter. They're kind of fulfilling both roles in the family, right? Because there's either no mother or no father. So the mother has to be the father, but that's not the case here. Because the mother should be the mother, have the mother role, there should be a fatherly role, even if it isn't in family. But right now we're talking about family, right? So we're not supposed to be doing carrying the load all by ourselves. Family needs to be have different roles and different functions and have things that they need to do.
Yeah, that's very good. So what are the parental roles? So the first thing we're going to look at is from Proverbs 22, verse 15. It says, provide good instructions. Mm-hmm. But this verse is amazing. You know, when you read the Bible for so long, some things you sort of like, when you read them, it's like you just pass through it. But when you read it again, you go, wow. So it says in Proverbs 22, verse 15, a youngster's heart is filled with foolishness, but physical discipline will drive it away. So that's where we provide good instructions as parents, because our kids, they don't know it all, right? And the second thing we do is we meet their needs. And this is from 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, has denied faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That is a heavy statement right there. And I remember my husband and I have been convicted by this years ago, because, you know, as a person or as a mom, as a dad, you can look amazing on the outside. In the workplace, you are generous to the community. You are generous. You are successful. But at home, if you are not being that at home, you actually are a failure as a parent, because everything flows from within the home, not the other way around. So it counts for nothing if you are generous to the outside world, but you don't provide for your own household. So two things as parents, we provide good instructions and we also meet the needs of our children.
That's very good, because we need to be teaching moral values according to the word of God, right?
Yeah.
So in Colossians 3 verse 21, it speaks about fathers, do not provoke or irritate or exasperate your child, right? Mm. And then also in Ephesians 6 verse 4, it says also, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger and bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord, right? So we need to always make sure and constantly make sure that we're teaching our kids good morals. This is a balanced discipline towards kids. So in other words, you know, you can't just be disciplining your kids all the time. There has to be some kind of form of encouragement as well. Not too hard and not too soft on your kids. So you can't be one, like we spoke about last month, we can't be one where we're like, oh no, it's like, you know, my kid can do whatever they want to, you know, they are their own person. We can't be too hard either to go, listen, you cannot do anything. You cannot leave this house. You cannot, you know, you have to give them some kind of teaching, because both can be dangerous to children. One can, you know, actually both can actually shift the child to rebellion in both ways and much more. Children can be disheartened or take the wrong path. Like the example of Eli. So Eli's children, you know, obviously the priest, he was like, listen, my kids, he knew his kids were like terrible. They were doing things they shouldn't do. He was like constantly offering sacrifices. He wasn't teaching the kids anything. He wasn't telling them what they should or shouldn't do and what was wrong and right. He was just like, Lord, forgive them. We can't follow that example. So what is effective correction? So there's three fundamental aims in correcting our family, right? Edify and build up, right? To set boundaries, correct them from a young age. We all know that correcting children needs to be done from a young age. You can't just start at the age of 13. It's not going to work. And if you are, because this is how, you know, you've just started and you've only learned this now, or there's certain things in life that's happened, you know, you ask for the Holy Spirit, but make sure that you are correcting your children at a young age, that you're setting boundaries at a young age, but also build them up in this. It's not a thing of you must do because I said so. It's building them up to go do this because this will protect you. To motivate, discipline should not demotivate children. So when your child feels demotivated because you've disciplined them, it's a problem. You should be disciplining them and going, this is why I'm disciplining you. This is how it's going to benefit you. Such a different way to think about it, you know, when you're disciplining your child. Watch what you say to them. That could be negative. So never say something negative. Say it in a way that's positive, but you're still disciplining them. Even our attitude or gestures could destroy them emotionally. Your attitude towards them and your gestures towards them. That means the things that you do with your body, flicking your hand or rolling your eyes to your child, could really destroy them emotionally. To bring comfort, children should not fight battles on their own. Parents should help and support them. It's so important to have that open door relationship to go, listen, if there's something wrong, come to me, speak to me. But also as a parent, to know when they do come and speak to you, that it's not going to be a shouting match. That it's going to be most often sitting down and going, okay, this is the problem here. This is how we're going to fix it. The value of children doesn't come from their actions, but it's about who they are as a person. So you didn't make a child because you wanted them to be perfect. You made a child because you wanted to be with this person. You wanted to have a relationship with this person. It's about the person that they are.
Yeah, I really love that. I mean, it's not like you as a parent, you are perfect as well. And to have that expectation on your child when you need the same grace, I just thought, sure, that is such a powerful thing right there. So the woman in the family, let's look at Psalm 128, verse 3a. It says, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. When the Bible speaks about fruitfulness, it never speaks of one area in your life. And I love that it used the example of a vine. I mean, we all have seen a vine, right? It's always this plant that's always reaching on the wall and stretching out all the time. And there is no limit. If it can get there, the vine will get there, even to the next door neighbor's wall. Yeah. But it's always reaching out. And I just love that, because that's what us as a woman, that's who we need to be, reaching out all the time, just like the vine. Yeah. And there is no limit on how God wants us to, you know, I can only go this far. A vine does not have that limit. It says, if there's a will, there's a way. I'm reaching out. I'm growing everywhere I need to grow. And that's what fruitfulness actually means for us as a woman in the home. And we also look at Proverbs 31. We all know this woman. If you're a, you know, a woman of faith, we always look at her and we go, I want to be that woman.
Yeah.
You know, the Proverbs 31 woman. And she is so many things. And when you look at it, sometimes when I look at it, should I say for myself, I don't know one woman who is all of that at once. But we can all find ourselves in this woman who is a fashion designer, who is a seamstress, who is a businesswoman, who is whatever that she is.
Yeah.
But there is just one thing that stood out for me in this proverb that it hasn't in the past. It's verse 11 and 12. It says, her husband trusts her and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. This, I didn't realize it was there. It's been there all along. But I just love that as a woman, if you can be all of that, the businesswoman, looking after the children and doing all of those things. But the most important thing that stood out for me here is your heart. Does your husband trust you do you enrich his life? Do you do him good and not harm all the days of your life? Not when you're in a good mood, but for all the days of your life. So I really love that, that this is who we should be, or this is who we are, you know, as a Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also sowing the best into our children.
You can't
just have a child and then expect the child just to grow up and be amazing and perfect. We need to be sowing positive words and attitudes. You know, yes, there'll be times we'll mess up. That's, you know, we repent and we come before God and we come before them and go, I'm sorry I said this, or, you know, but sowing positive words and attitudes. We sow integrity. Showing them what integrity looks like, what honesty looks like, what doing the right thing looks like. We show them, we sow that into them. We sow spiritually into them. That's telling them about God. That's telling them about who they are in Christ. That's telling them the promises of God. That's speaking the word over them. That's praying for them, teaching them how to pray spiritually. We sow discipline into them. When something needs to be done, make sure that it gets done. When you say you will be doing something, make sure that you do it. That's obviously part of integrity, I think. But discipline, making sure that certain things get followed on a regular basis, putting rules in place, making sure that they follow. We sow the right image in them. As I said earlier, who they are in Christ is important, not who someone else says they are, because they'll get to school and they'll get to places and people will tell them who they are. And we have not done our job if we are not telling them who they are in Christ. And speaking the word over them, taking the word out and going, this is who you are, not what other people tell you who you are. And, you know, it's really important, especially with the generation that we live in, and I suppose I'll be blunt and say this, but it's important that if a girl's a girl, that they know that they are a girl and what a girl's function is and what a girl should do and should say and how she should act, and that a girl will marry a man one day. And same with the boy, that a boy is a boy. He does boy functions, plays with suits and toys, plays with, you know, boys, as in, you know, not in a terrible way, but that they know who they are in Christ, a man and a woman coming together, and actually sowing that into them as well, saying that one day you're going to get married to, if it's a boy, I say this to my sons, you're going to get married to a beautiful girl. And she's going to be godly. She's going to love Jesus. And she's going to be just like mommy, I hope, one day. You know, maybe not. I don't know. That could be terrible. But yes, all of that needs to be done.
Now, that's good. They usually say, Denise, that your boys will either choose someone like their sister or their mother. So chances are. You were the very first girlfriend. So you are the standard. Which I love that so much. When I'm like, oh. Yeah. So I need to be the best of everything, so that, you know, when they choose someone who looks like whatever, that's not the topic now.
Yeah.
So the last thing that I want to say is that family is God's idea. Family came from God. God created family from the beginning. We need to remember that it's not anyone else's idea. It's not the world's idea. In order for us to be everything God created us to be within the family, we need to go back to Him so that we can know how to do this family thing, because we cannot without Him. He is the author of family.
Yeah. So we're going to end off with Proverbs 22 verse 6. And it says, train up your child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Train up your child in a way that they should go. That's a godly way. That's the word. That's the Bible. That's God's promises. And it also says in 3 John 1 verse 4, have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
Very good.
When we walk in the truth, God is glad. God is joyful, right?
Yeah.
We need to teach our children to walk in the truth. That's not going to just come naturally. Maybe it will one day, you know, in certain situations. But as a parent, that is our duty, to teach them to walk in truth. The truth is the word of God. No other truth.
Yeah.
Satan and man will plant lies into your children's mind about who they are. Satan will do that. Satan still does that today, I'm sure, with us here, right here, as old as we are. But if we are, if they are well rooted and established, they will be immovable. Mm. If they are well rooted and established in the word, in who they are, they will be immovable. Not perfect. Not perfect. But strong in character.
Very good.
Strong enough to go, I'm not perfect. I've done this wrong. I can repent and I can change my life. And that's what we're building into our children. Mm-hmm. And that is the function of parents, right? Good. So we hope that this was a, you know, eye-opening for you. We definitely did learn a lot in this. But please go and check us out on Facebook. It's A Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, love on Active FM.
Oh, yes.
We hope to see you next week with another awesome show.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.